Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Moran Shiur today. We're broadcasting live from Meiron, from the home of a close friend, Nachum Solarsh. I had the privilege today of making a trip to Mekoymes HaGdoshim, friends of mine that are here from America that wanted to do it. We were zecha to be in Tveria, Tzfas, and now Meiron, and to complete the trip with a Shiur in Likutei Moran live from Meiron. It should be a schus for all of us. And the learning today is dedicated Lilui Nishmas, Esther Golda Bas Reb David, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday on Shabbos on the 16th of Kislev, and Reb David Bar Reb Moshe HaKohen, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow on the 18th of Kislev. And also we dedicate the learning Lilui Nishmas, our good friends Tuvia Bar Reb Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and David Yisrael Bar Reb Ephraim. Torah Ayin Gimel in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 73. This chapter has five chapters of Likutei Halachos expounding on it. Very special and relatively easy in terms of us to be able to relate to it. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Mi sheroitze liskois letshuva, a person who wants to be zeche, to have the privilege of doing tshuva, Yihye Rogil Bamiras Tehillim, should be in the habit of reciting chapters of Tehillim. Ki Amiras Tehillim Mesugo L'Tshuva, because reciting chapters of Tehillim helps in the process of being able to do tshuva. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain why. Yesh Nun Sharei Tshuva. There are 50 gates of tshuva. This is a term that's used throughout the Torah in many places. We know that when the Jewish people came out of Egypt, over there the Gemara tells us that we hit a certain bottom. We hit the 49th level of tumah, where if we chas v'shalom would have remained there a little bit longer, we would have hit 50, minus 50, which is almost a point of no return. And Hashem jumped in and yanked us out of there, got us out of Mitzrayim. And then we started from zero. We started from zero, and throughout the 49 days of the Omer, leading up to the holiday of Shavuos, each one of those 49 days, we came out of one of the 49 levels of Tumah and entered into one of the 49 levels of holiness. A process of cleansing ourselves from the tomb of Mitzrayim, which is a tshuva process. And that went on throughout the 49 days. Just like when a woman is tamei, she goes through 7 days of purification, shiva nekiyim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Klal Yisrael had to go through 7 weeks of purification, of tshuva, to prepare ourselves for the 50th level, the holiday of Shavuos, which is the Shar HaChamishim. So we're told that there are 50 levels of Bina, and there are 50 levels of Tshuva. In fact, the month of Elul, which is the month that's known, designated as a month of Tshuva, the final month of the year, the word Elul is Bigimatria Bina, showing the connection between Bina, which has 50 levels, Nun Shari Bina, and Tshuva, which has 50 gates of tshuva. That's the term that's used. Umem tes shorim yochel kolodam lichnois behem ulahasigam. 49 of these 50 levels, these gates, any person can enter into them and achieve them. Achshar hachamishim. However, the 50th gate, hu bechinas hatshuva shel Hashem Yisborach biatzmoi kaviyochel. That represents the tshuva of Hashem. The word tshuva means to return. When we are doing tshuva, we are returning to Hashem. When Hashem kaviyochel is doing tshuva, Hashem is returning to us, coming towards us. Higam etzlo yisborach motzinu bechinas tshuva, because we find a concept of tshuva mentioned about Hashem. As it says in the Novi Malachi, Hashem says to us, Shuvu Eilai v'ashuva Aleichem. You return to me, you come back to me, and I'll come back to you. Ve'elu hamemtes sharei tshuva heim bechinas memtes oisiois sheyesh b'shmois shneimosor shiftei kor. These 49 gates of tshuva correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the 12 tribes, the Shvatim, which represent the entire Jewish nation. Ki kol shar v'shar yesh loy ois mimemtes oisios ha-Shvatim. Because each one of these gates of tshuva has a letter of one of the names of the 12 tribes. Vehine, and Rabbeinu Zal is going to connect this much more clearly later on in the Torah. Vehine hakoil chafetzim leyiro es shemecha. Every Jew deep down inside really wants to have respect for Hashem. Viafal pikein, however, unfortunately, despite that, even though deep down inside our soul wants to connect with Hashem, despite that, lav kolotom zoicha lasos tshuva. Not every person succeeds in coming close to Hashem, in doing tshuva, and correcting their mistakes, and drawing close to Hashem. Why? Rabbi Nazal is going to give us three reasons now, three problems. Number one, ki yesh echod she'ein loy hisoirus klal l'tshuva. There is a person who is not inspired at all, not motivated at all, to want to come close to Hashem, to want to reconnect with Hashem. When we say reconnect, don't forget that our souls all originate from the throne of Hashem. Originally, all of our souls were up in heaven, very close to Hashem. We came down to this world, and in this world, we have the opportunity either to reconnect with Hashem or, chas v'shalom, to distance ourselves from Hashem. So problem number one, there are people who have no feeling at all, no desire at all for tshuva. Number two, vafilu mi sheyesh loy hisoros l'tshuva, even those people who do have an awakening of tshuva, they do have a realization that life isn't just eating and sleeping and working, but there's got to be more to life, and they want to somehow reconnect to their origin, to their where their soul comes from, to Hashem. So they have this hisoyerus, but eino yizoyche lahagia el ho'ois v'hashar shel tshuva hashayach loy. But unfortunately, the person doesn't get to reach and to arrive at the gate of tshuva that's associated with them, with their tribe, with the letter of the name of their tribe that's associated with them. Vafilu imagia lishom, and even if the person does arrive at the proper gate, yochoy liyois shahashar shel tshuva sogur, it's possible that the gate is closed. We know the Gemara tells us that from the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the gates of prayer are closed, and a person needs all kinds of exceptional things to open those gates, like tears, like a connection to the tzaddik. So these are the three problems. Problem number one, there are people that are not inspired or motivated at all. Number two, even if a person becomes inspired and motivated, they don't know how to get to the right gate that they have to go through in order for their tshuva to be accepted. And number three, even if a person already arrives at the right gate, it's possible that the gate is closed. Umachmas kol zeh ein ha'odom zeicha l'tshuva. And because of all of these factors, the person does not succeed in doing tshuva, in really coming close to Hashem. Validei amiras tehillim, however, by reciting chapters of Tehillim, afilu mi she'ein loy shum hisoirus l'tshuva, even a person who has no inspiration or motivation on their own for tshuva, they don't feel anything, hu misoirer lasas tshuva, reciting these holy words of Tehillim can turn on a person's soul. It can turn on a person and give them a real desire for connecting to Hashem, for coming close to Hashem. Vegam, and in addition, Zoiche al yidei tehillim lehagia el hashar v'ois hashayach loy. By reciting chapters of Tehillim, this will help a person arrive at the proper gate, the gate that they need to go through in order to do tshuva, in order to get close to Hashem, v'liftoyach hashar, and to open that gate. If the gate is closed, by reciting chapters of Tehillim, they'll open the gate. Nimtza. So we conclude, shezoiche al yidei Tehillim lasos tshuva. Because reciting Tehillim solves all three problems, by reciting Tehillim, a person will be zoiche to do tshuva. V'ze b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in the Navi, in speaking about Dovid HaMelech, Ne'um hagever hukam ol, that these are the words of the person who established ol. And the rabbis say in the Gemara in Moed Katan, Shehekim ula shel tshuva. He's the one who lifted up the yoke of tshuva. Those things that were blocking a person, that were preventing a person from succeeding in tshuva, Dovid HaMelech was zeche to lift up that yoke. And the pasuk continues, Une'im zemirois Yisrael, and the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. This is one pasuk, Ne'um hagever hukamol, une'um zemirois Yisrael. And what the pasuk is telling us is, Kal yidei bechinas ne'im zemirois Yisrael, it's through these sweet songs, Jewish songs, which Dovid HaMelech composed, which are the 150 chapters of Tehillim, Dehainu Sefer Tehillim Sheyosad, the book of Tehillim that he established, Al Yidei Zeh Hukam Ula Shel Tshuva. Through this, Dovid HaMelech lifted up the oil of Tshuva. Kal Yidei Tehillim Zoichen LeTshuva. Because by reciting chapters of Tehillim, a person will be Zoiche to Tshuva. I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Levracha, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, for those that can, it's a tremendous privilege to try to recite the entire Sefer Tehillim on each one of those days. Because Tehillim has 150 chapters, 2 times 150 is 300, which is the word kaper. Kaper means forgiveness, atonement. That reciting these chapters of Tehillim is what helps a person achieve kapora, complete forgiveness. It's interesting, a few hours ago, I was in Tveria by the kever of Rabbi Meir Balanes. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir said, I know I have the ability to purify a sheretz. A sheretz is a tamei rodent with 150 explanations. I can give 150 explanations to show how a sheretz is not tamei. And there are many different interpretations of what that refers to. One of the interpretations is a sheretz is a tamei rodent. Unfortunately, when a person commits many sins, sometimes they're compared to a sheretz. And Rabbi Meir said there are 150 reasons, there are these 150 chapters of Tehillim that can purify even a rodent, a person who is as tamei as a sheretz. V'zeh shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, Loi hoyo David roi lo'oisoi maisa. Dovid HaMelech was not really a candidate for that whole story with Bathsheba, that he should see her and become interested in her while she was married to Uriah and end up seeing to it that Uriah died at the front and Dovid HaMelech marrying Bathsheba, which seems, to those who don't know the inside story, it seems as if Dovid HaMelech did terrible things. Whereas the Gemara shows that everything he did was 100% according to the will of Hashem. But still, the Gemara says over there that that whole story wasn't really something fitting for Dovid HaMelech. So why did Hashem choose him to be the candidate for that whole story? Ela kedei lahoyrois tshuva liyochid. This was, Dovid HaMelech was picked to teach the Jewish nation, that not only if a community decides to do tshuva together, will Hashem accept their tshuva, but even an individual, a yachid, that if a yachid wants to do tshuva, Hashem accepts their tshuva, and the person can have all of their sins erased and become very close to Hashem. Nimtza, we see based on that Gemara, she'ikr hoiroas tshuva alidei Dovid HaMelech, that the one who teaches us, each and every individual Jew, about tshuva is Dovid HaMelech. Ve'ikr ha'tshuva shel Dovid HaMelech hu sefer Tehillim. And the most important contribution to tshuva that Dovid HaMelech has given is the book of Tehillim. She'amoroi behisoirus godol ma'oid, which Dovid HaMelech recited those chapters of Tehillim with incredible deep devotion to Hashem, with tremendous hislavus, tremendous fiery, a passionate feeling for Hashem, uberuach hakodesh. And those psalms that appear in the book, in the Sefer Tehillim, were all said with divine inspiration. Every word in the Sefer Tehillim has incredible deep Kabbalistic secrets, many of them that are revealed in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the writings of the Arizal, ad shekol echad v'echad, to the point where every single Jew, kifima shehu, wherever the person is at, whatever level the person's at, and wherever they're at in their life, whatever the person's going through, yochol limtzo yesatzmoy besoich sefer Tehillim, the person will be able to find themselves in the book of Tehillim. They'll be able to see that the prayers which Dovid HaMelech recited are prayers, are the exact words that I need to say to Hashem based on the things I'm going through. V'liskois l'tshuvah al yidei amiras Tehillim, and be able to succeed in doing a real tshuva, a real repentance, by reciting these chapters of Tehillim. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to connect what we mentioned earlier, what we touched on earlier, the letters of the names of the tribes and the book of Tehillim. We'll complete the Torah and then we'll take questions. V'ikr hizdakchus shneimosor shiftei kah, and the main purification of the 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, shehem memtes oisiois, whose names are comprised of 49 letters, shehem bechinas memtes sharei tshuva, which we mentioned previously, correspond to the 49 levels of tshuva that we have access to, hoyo b'mitzrayim. The purification of the 12 tribes took place when we were in Egypt. Through all the suffering and enslavement and difficulties and struggles we went through in Mitzrayim, that was all a purification process. The Zohar HaKadosh compares it to the when you're refining silver or gold and you put it into a smelting pot like that cooks it and heats it in order to separate the impure particles from the actual pure gold or pure silver. Shehu bechinas meitzar hagoroin. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word Mitzrayim is associated with meitzar hagoroin, the constriction of the neck. We know that you have the head, which is large in comparison, and you have the chest, and you have the neck, which is a very much smaller, narrower, constricted place that connects the head to the rest of the body. And it's called meitzar hagoroin, that especially in the neck, where you have the food pipe and the windpipe and the other different vriden that the Gemara speaks about, shehu bechinas tshuva ilo, kimuva bekisvei Arizal. And the Arizal says that the meitzar hagoroin, this throat, this neck of a person, corresponds to and is associated with the upper tshuva. There's a concept of an upper tshuva and a lower tshuva, corresponding to the upper shechina and the lower shechina. V'alkein, and therefore, achar shenizdakhu shom b'mitzrayim, v'zochu lotzeis mishon, after the Jewish people went through this purification, through all the suffering in Egypt, and we were zochah to come out of there, Sofru Memtes Yemei Asfira. They counted these 49 days of the Omer, Shehem Keneged Memtes Sharei Tshuva, which correspond to the 49 gates of Tshuva, Shehem Bechinas Memtes Oisyes Anal, which correspond to the 49 letters of the names of the founders of Klal Yisrael, the 12 tribes. Ubayoim HaChamishim, and on the 50th day, Oz Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down to us. Hashem came down to Har Sinai. Ze Bechinas Ve'oshuvu Aleichem. That's this concept of Hashem returning to us. Bechinas HaTshuvo Shel Hashem Yisborach Bi'atzmoy Kaviyochel. What we refer to as the Tshuvo of Hashem himself. Bechinas Shar HaChamishim. And that's called the 50th level. The 50th gate. It's interesting that the Breslov Research Institute, when they compiled the translation of Rab Nosson Zal's prayers, Likutei Tfilos, they called it the 50th gate. The reason being that Rabbeinu Zal, in another chapter on Likutei Moran that we had previously, earlier in this part of Likutei Moran, in chapter 25, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Hispoidus, he speaks about personal prayer to Hashem in your own words, in your own language. There, Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the highest forms of prayer is when a person takes Torah and makes tefillah out of it, makes prayers out of it. And Rab Nosson Zal, in Likutei Halachos, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hei, where he expounds on this chapter that we're learning now, and also connects it to the chapter I just quoted, chapter 25, there he speaks about the fact that the Sefer Tehillim, we know that the book of Tehillim is divided into five books. The five books of Tehillim correspond to the five books of the Torah, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And Dovid HaMelech wrote the Sefer Tehillim together with nine other tzaddikim. They comprise it to be a matching set to the five books of the Torah, that this is actually a form of converting the Torah, making tefillah out of Torah, which Rab Nosson Zal shows that that's the 50th gate. That's the highest form of prayer that taps into the highest place. Now Rabbeinu Zal closes the Torah with connecting everything together. Vezehu, and this is why the opening pasuk of Chumash Shemois, where it speaks about the Jewish people going down to Egypt, it says, Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayma. These are the names of the sons of Yaakov Avinu who went down to Egypt. Es Yaakov Ish Ubei Seibo. It included Yaakov Avinu and his children, each one of his children and their households. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes one of these Sforim, earliest Sforim, that points out that the last letters of this Pasuk make up two words. Soifei Tevois Hem Oisiois Tehillim V'Oisiois Tshuva. If you take a look at the first five words, Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisroel Haboim, the last letters spell the word Tehillim. And the next five words, Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov Ish Ubeisoi, the last letters spell the word Tshuva. So that in this opening statement, which speaks about the 12 tribes going down to Egypt to go through this purification process, it reveals the secret of how a Jew is zoicha to become purified from their sins and zoicha to do a true Tshuva. Kal Yidei Tehillim zoichen l'tshuva. Shehi Bechina Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayma. Because by reciting Tehillim, we're zoicha to tshuva, which is associated with the names of the Jews who went down to Mitzrayim. Ki memtes share tshuva, heim bechinas memtes oisiois sheyesh b'shemois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayma l'zakech shom. Because the 49 gates of tshuva correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the sons of Yaakov who went down to Egypt to become purified there. V'zeh shonu royim, And Rabbi Nizal says, this is why we see Shebiyamei Tshuva, that during the special days of the year that are designated as days of Tshuva, Dehainu Be'elul, the month of Elul, which is considered a month of Tshuva, Va'aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the first 10 days of Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, throughout all of those 40 days, Kol Yisroel Oiskim Oz Bamiras Tehillim. All religious Jews are involved in reciting Tehillim. Even those people who don't necessarily say Tehillim all year round, the halacha says that during this period of time, we're supposed to make sure to recite 10 chapters of Tehillim a day throughout those 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Ki amiras Tehillim mesuga l'tshuva, because reciting these chapters of Tehillim helps a person in achieving tshuva. V'alkein hu dovor godol ma'oid lasoik tomid b'amiras Tehillim. And now Rabbeinu Zal adds, this is why it's a very, very good thing to always be reciting Tehillim. Ki Tehillim hu his oirus godol ma'oid ma'oid l'Hashem Yisborach. Because Tehillim is incredibly powerful in inspiring a person to want to come close to Hashem, to want to connect to Hashem. Ashrei sheyoyches boy. Fortunate is the person who holds on to it, who holds on to that book of Tehillim, who treasures that book of Tehillim. And this is something that's known throughout generations, that religious people, this was something that they always had with them. They always had this connection to the book of Tehillim. We're told about the Chofetz Chaim, Zichron Avrocha, that I believe they once found his mother's Tehillim, and it was saturated with tears. And he said, this is what played an important role in my success, my ability to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to write the Sforim that he wrote. It was his mother's tears during the reciting of the Tehillim. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, used to make sure to complete Tehillim twice a week, once during the 6 days of the week, and then the whole Sefer Tehillim again on Shabbos. And he taught his students that even if a person can't say the whole Sefer Tehillim on Shabbos, at least to try to recite from chapter 119 to the end, at least that part of Tehillim. Or, for those that can do a little more, the final book of Tehillim, starting, I believe, from chapter 107 till the end, to try to recite that on Shabbos. We also have the Tikkun HaKloli that Rabbeinu Zal revealed, the 10 chapters of Tikkun HaKloli, which are considered like a summary, a composite of the whole Sefer Tehillim, because they represent the 10 different types of song which the Sefer Tehillim is made up of. Any questions, please?
Which is more important, to say the more Tehillim without copying them, or to say them slower, maybe even in English, and then understand?
The answer is that both are very good. Generally, we would say slower and able to understand is usually better. Usually better. For those that can read Hebrew, though, there is definitely significance in reciting the Hebrew words, because the Hebrew words, it's called Loshna Kodesh, the holy language, and in those words there's incredible secrets, names of Hashem, and all kinds of things that are found in the Hebrew words of the Book of Tehillim. Again, there are times when a person wants to feel a better connection to it, and if saying it in English gives them the better connection, then that's also very good. But there is definitely a significance in reciting the words of Tehillim in Hebrew. And today, Baruch Hashem, we're so privileged that there are several good translations of Tehillim. Besides Art Scroll, there's a Breslov Chassid from England that wrote also a beautiful translation of the Psalms in Tehillim. Trevor Bell, Yitzhak Bell, and other translations that are tremendously helpful in a person being able to understand what they're reading also.
Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else, please?
Is it good to say Tikkun HaKloli every day? Is that as if you're saying the whole Tehillim each day?
Breslov Hasidim tried to do both. They tried to recite the Tikkun HaKloli regularly, and in addition, to have a Seder in Tehillim. My rabbi, Reb Michal Dorfman, for example, instituted in our shul that in the morning they would recite 5 chapters of Tehillim every day after Shacharis. 5 chapters of Tehillim for average person could take 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And in this manner, to complete the whole Sefer Tehillim once a month at least, to know that monthly we do a Sima. But again, each person has to do what they can. Hashem doesn't expect a person, you know, to do things that are too difficult for them. Each person needs to find the happy medium of what they can do, but to definitely have a serious connection to this holy, holy book, the Sefer Tehillim.
Is there like an obligation, the same way as regular tefillah, shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv, is there like an obligation that it has more kayach if you know the meaning, or does it still have a kayach even if you don't know the meaning of what you're saying?
It definitely has power, even if a person doesn't understand the words. It's better if a person can. The more a person can learn, even slowly, a little bit, looking at the English or getting familiar, it's better. But it's definitely very powerful and effective when a person recites the words, even if they don't understand the meaning, but they believe that every word here is Torah. Every word here is Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration that Hashem gave David HaMelech and the other 9 tzaddikim who contributed in compiling the Sefer Tehillim.
Rabbi Wyman, about Rabbi Meir and getting Kapara, but one of the ultimate things that he did was he got Acher out of Gehenna when Acher was stuck there. So that's kind of, I guess, that whole concept of what you were talking about.
Exactly. One of the incredible things that the Gemara teaches us about Rabbi Meir is that he was a student at one point of Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya. And even though his rabbi did such terrible things that he couldn't get into Gehenna, Rabbi Meir was able to effect to help his rabbi to get him into Gehenna at one point where he went through a purification. And then Rabbi Yochanan completed the job by taking him out of Gehenna and taking him into Gan Eden. Torah Ayin Dalet, chapter 74. Achar Purim, Koirin Parshas Poro, Shehi Hachono LePesach. After the holiday of Purim, in between Purim and Pesach, we read Parshas Pora, which is the beginning of Parshas Chukas, which speaks about the Pora Aduma, the red heifer, the ashes of the red heifer, which were able to purify a person from the most severe form of Tumah. When a person would come into contact with a dead body, the person becomes tamei for 7 days. That's the most severe type of tumah. And the purification involved sprinkling the ashes of the Pora Aduma upon that person during the 3rd day and the 7th day of purification. So we read for the maftir of one of the weeks between Purim and Pesach, we read this portion in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, which is called Parshas Pora. And according to several opinions, Parshas Pora, just like Parshas Zohar, is Midoraisa, that it's extremely important for a person to make sure to hear that Torah reading, to pay close attention to it. And Rabbein Azal says, Shehi Hachono LePesach. This is a preparation for the holiday of Pesach, because when it came to Pesach, on Erev Pesach, every Jew had to bring a Korban, the Korban Pesach. And in order to bring it, the person had to be pure. Ki parshas pora koirin kedei sheyu nizhoren litoher mitumas mes. We recite parshas pora in order to remind everyone that we need to be pure from this most severe type of tumah, the tumah of coming into contact with a dead body, kedei sheyu tohoren lasos ha-pesach, so that we should be pure to be able to bring this special korban that every Jew was required to bring, the korban Pesach. Ubitchila hu bechinas pur. Rabbi Nazal says now that prior to, during the holiday of Purim, we're associated with pur. Pur means a lottery. Pur is the term, the lottery, which Haman made in order to try to figure out which was the best month that he could succeed in wiping out the Jewish nation. Ki Purim al Shem HaPur, because we're told in Megillas Esther that this holiday of Purim gets its name from that lottery that Haman made to try to determine the month that was best suited for destroying the Jewish people. And the Gemara says when it came out to the month of Adar, he was overjoyed because he knew that that was the month during which Moshe Rabbeinu had passed away. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th of Adar. But the Gemara says what he didn't know was that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Adar, on the 7th day of Adar. Because Hashem completes the days of tzaddikim, where they pass away on their birthday very often. And that's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that when a tzaddik dies, he's born. That's when he's really born. That's when he achieves a much higher level than during his lifetime. Now, in the parentheses here, it quotes the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal draws the connection Kabbalistically between the Pur of Purim and the Parah, which we read, the Parshas Parah, which we read between Purim and Pesach. The Achar Kach Nase Parah. And after Purim, we enter into this holiness called Parah. Ki Gam Purim Hu Bevadai Hiluch V'Derech LePesach. Because the holiday of Purim is also definitely an entranceway and a path that leads to Pesach. Just like the Parshas Parah is a preparation for Pesach, so too the holiday of Purim is a preparation for Pesach. V'zeh b'chinas, and Rabbi Nazal says, we see this in a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk says, Sif soysov shoishanim, his lips are like roses, red like roses, noitvois moir oiver, dripping with the sweetest honey. Sifsoisov, the lips, zebchinas Pesach. That represents the holiday of Pesach, because the Arizal tells us that the word Pesach is comprised of two words, Pesach, the mouth speaks. That when we were in exile, when we were in Egypt and we were exile, we were locked up, we couldn't speak. When we came out of exile, now we're able to speak. Pesach. So Shoshanim, which refers to the lips, is associated with the holiday of Pesach. In addition, Shoshana hi Esther. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, the opening words of the Zohar HaKadosh on the Torah says, Kishoshana bein achoichim, like a rose among the thorns, so too are the Jewish people among all the other nations. And the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, is called Shoshana. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the word Shoshana is Bigimatria Esther, exactly. Esther, who represents the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem. Noitvois, moir oiver, dripping with moir, this sweet type of honey. Zebchinas Mordechai. The term moir corresponds to the moir that was found in the Ktoiris and in the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil with which the vessels in the Mishkan were anointed. And we know the Gemara says that Mordechai is hinted to in the Torah by the words Mor Deroyer, which was one of the sweet spices that was used in the Ktoiris and also in the Shemen HaMishcha. The Targum of the words Mor Deroyer are Mordechai. So we see that this pasuk, Sif Soysov, Shoshanim, Noitvois Moir Oiver, is speaking about Pesach and Purim, the connection between Pesach and Purim. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds, Moir Deroyer, The word drawer means freedom. Loshen Cherus, Bechinas Cherus Shel Pesach, alluding to the freedom which the holiday of Pesach is all about, when we became freed from the exile of Egypt. V'alkein Tziruf Shel Purim Merumas BePesach. And this is why you will also see that the word Purim is hinted to in the laws of Pesach in the Torah. Ba-posuk, we have a posuk in the Chumash where the posuk says, Shivas yomim toichal matzois kasher tzivisicho lemoyed chodesh aviv. For 7 days you will eat matzois as I have commanded you in the holiday, during the holiday that takes place in the spring, referring to the holiday of Pesach. Kivoy yotzoso mimitzrayim, because that's when you left Egypt. V'lo yero ponai rekam. And on this holiday, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says, don't come to see me empty-handed. Make sure you bring an offering. Make sure you bring a special sacrifice to the Beis HaMikdash when you come on the holiday of Pesach. Rabbi Nazal says, if you take a look at those four words, mi Mitzrayim, Veloy Yero Ponai Rekam, the first letters make up the word Purim, Rosh Hashanah is Purim. Ki Purim Hu Derech LePesach, because Purim is a path that leads a person to Pesach. Sheyu Yecholim Liyos Nizhorim Mechometz, by a person celebrating the holiday of Purim properly with all the mitzvahs, listening to the reading of the Megillah, giving the Shalach Monas, giving the Matonas Lev Yoinim, all of these celebration of Purim prepares a person to be able to receive this awesome holiday of Pesach. Rav Nosson Zal says now, U'posak be'emtza ho'inyin, Rabbeinu Zal stopped the Dvar Torah at this point in the middle, sort of. He didn't really explain exactly how Purim prepares a person for Pesach. And I'm sorry, Sheyu Yecholim, we skipped the last line, Sheyu Yecholim Liyos Nizhorim Mechometz, that through the observance of Purim, this helps a person be zeichet to be careful, to be able to avoid any violation of Chometz on Pesach. And Rav Nosson Zal says, U'posak b'emtzo inyin v'lo gila yoyser, Rabbeinu Zal stopped at this point. He didn't reveal the exact connection between how celebrating Purim will help a person avoid committing any type of transgression with chametz. And he added, "Ki betchilo hoyu kol ha'hascholos mipesach." Originally, before the holiday of Purim, all beginnings were from Pesach. We know that the Jewish nation began our history as a nation when we came out of Egypt. Up until then, we weren't a nation. When the Jews went down into Egypt, it was Yaakov Avinu and his family. When we came out of Egypt, we came out as a nation, 600,000 men. And the Torah says that the world had respect for the Jews when they came out of Egypt. So Pesach is the beginning, or was originally the beginning, of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. V'alkein, kol ha-mitzvois heim zecher li-tzias Mitzrayim. And that's why all of the mitzvahs that we do are somehow connected to and remind us of the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We know, for example, the Kriya Shema, which we recite twice a day. We mentioned there, leman tizkeru v'asisim of v'isim. We say at the end of the Kriya Shema Parshat Tzitzis, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. V'achshav, but now, v'loy siyem, and Rabbeinu Zal did not finish the sentence. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halacha speaks about this, and he says that obviously Rabbeinu Zal was implying that now all beginnings are from Purim. The real beginning, what kicks off all the holidays, because Purim is a preparation for Pesach. Purim is when we address our greatest adversary, Haman, Amalek. And Rav Nosson Zal goes into this a little bit to show, Bli Neder, in the next shir, before we begin the next Torah, we'll clarify a little bit of what Rav Nosson Zal says here about Purim being a hachana for Pesach. We'll hold it here for now, wishing everybody a wonderful week with Yeshuas and Refuas. We're speaking about Chanukah, and there is a connection between these two holidays of Chanukah and Purim, because these were both times when Hashem brought about a downfall of major enemies of Klal Yisrael. On Chanukah, it was the Yevonim, the Greeks, and on Purim, it was the Haman Amalek. Should be zeichet to see once again Hashem bring about the complete downfall of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and that the whole world should recognize the greatness of Hashem and His deep love for Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah Hashem.